Sherry Preston is joining us now on the WBEN Liveline this morning. Election betting is going mainstream. It sounds like there isn't anything you can't bet on today.
Well, you can't bet on elections now because a judge cleared the way for it to happen, and then immediately the government took it to an appeals court, and the appeals court said, no, hold on, stop, can't be done. There was a New York-based startup called Kalshi, and what they let you do is vote on anything from how many hurricanes are going to hit New Orleans this year, how low the Fed is going to drop interest rates to when Apple is going to announce a foldable phone. You can vote on anything. And as of last night, after this ruling by a judge in Washington, you could go on their website and it would say trading is now open on the presidential election. Trading is open on congressional elections. And you could actually place bets. Now, when you go on the Kalshi website, it says trading is paused on elections.kalshi.com pending the court process. Because what the appeals court did is say, hold on a second, we got to take a much closer look at this, make sure everything's on the up and up. The government really, really did not want this to happen. And, you know, they were saying this opens up a whole bunch of problems for our democracy, which in some people have said is tinkering on the brink already, and this could only make it worse.
Yeah, like so crossing a line, right?
Exactly. And, you know, what the idea is of this betting is what they would say is, you know, here's what it does. It will let you hedge your bets. Let's say you're a hotel owner and you live on the Gulf Coast, and you're going to bet that there's going to be a really bad hurricane season. If that comes through to offset what you would lose in hotel bookings, you could make money back because it was a bad season. Okay, that's one thing. But imagine, you know, when big money interests get their hands in this and start betting on whether Kamala Harris is going to win or Donald Trump's going to win because it's better for their business purposes. They're arguing, no, we can't do this right now. We already bet on every single thing through online betting and everything else. This was just a bridge too far. And the appeals court seemed to say, okay, but it's a stay as of now, and we will have to wait and see if they win this appeal and let it go through.
Okay, so it was open for a few seconds, basically.
It was open for a hot second, and then it's down again. You can't bet now on the elections, but you have to keep an eye on this appeals court because, you know, if they lose an appeal, you know, there's something called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, and they were saying that, they had actually been trying to get this betting in place for years in the U.S. market. You can actually bet on the outcome of our election if you're in other countries. If you go on Paddy Power, which is one of the biggest betting sites in Britain, the biggest betting site, you can go on there and you can read all about the news. But if it says place a bet, you click on that and it says you're not allowed because you're in a country where this isn't allowed. So you can't, as a U.S. citizen in the U.S., bet on the U.S. elections. You can if you're in Britain. You can if you're in many other countries, but you can't in this country. And what this website was saying, the startup website, hey, you can do it everywhere else. Why can't you do it here? The appeals court and the federal government said, hold on, we got to give this a much, much, much deeper look.
All right. Hey, Sherry, thank you.